Femme Frontera was created in 2016 to showcase the work of several women filmmakers from our borderland. Since then, it has grown in scope and programming. I'm Charles Werick, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today is the co-founder and director of Femme Frontera. Angie Reza Torres is a filmmaker herself, and her passion for celebrating the work of other women filmmakers has inspired her and others to create a unique traveling exhibition, the Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase. And I'm happy to have you back in the studio. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
My pleasure. It's been great watching this develop over, what is it now, 4 years?
Yeah.
Amazing. I know you've been on the program before, but just to recap from the beginnings, this all began 4 years ago with you and some other women filmmakers lamenting the fact that there's not enough venues to show your work, and you just decided to do it.
Yeah. I mean, we all had films that were ready and available to screen, and so we all just decided to have a screening together, and it became a celebration of women filmmakers on the border, and the next thing you know, we're now a full year long run organization.
Fantastic. Well, I love that you all saw the need and just create an outlet for that expression. That's really the best way to build a program, and it's clearly shown that there's an even wider need than just in the borderland. Over those 4 years, I know you've received submissions now. You get them from around the world, is that right?
Yeah, so we are not limited to this region, even though we spotlight films and celebrate them very loudly and proudly from this region. We also invite filmmakers from around the world. And so we receive submissions from Australia, Syria, Iran, Brazil. You know, it's fantastic and phenomenal to be able to receive these films and then screen them alongside those from this region.
I'm curious, having grown so quickly and being based here in El Paso, how does a filmmaker in Syria discover Femme Frontera?
Well, you know, we are lucky to have Without a Box and Film Freeway, which are hubs that connect filmmakers to film festivals. And so thankfully that has connected us to a wide range of filmmakers who thematically sort of fit the mission of the showcase, which is to create empathy across borders.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask you that it's not just that these are women filmmakers and creatives, but that often the films that I've seen in your showcase from around the world are also dealing with forms of boundaries and borders, whether real or conceptual. So that theme that started here of how we respond to borders seems to carry through around the world as a topic, I guess, for films.
Most definitely. I mean, you see immigrants around the world also being demonized and sort of cast out. And displacement's a very real and traumatic issue. And filmmakers are brave enough to share those feelings and those experiences. And when you see a film about displacement and Syrian refugees right up next to someone who has recently come across the U.S.-Mexico border seeking asylum, a lot of the issues are very similar, and they relate to each other in very profound ways.
Right. And tonight, I love that you start here in El Paso and then go on the road with this, but tonight you're kicking off the fourth annual Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase. That's going to be at Alamo, is that right?
Yeah, so this is our fourth year at Alamo, and it's been wonderful because you get a good meal in, some great snacks. One of the biggest highlights of our showcase is definitely the Q&A. We have most of the filmmakers who come in or will be Skyping in to tell us a little bit about their films in person. So the audience will get to interact with the filmmakers as well.
So tonight you're kicking off the fourth annual Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase at 5 p.m. at Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. But this is the first year, I think, that you've had a second showcase. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited to have our first ever children's showcase. And I've been teaching kids in this region for years. And we always have a screening for the parents, and it's wonderful, and it's a lot of fun. But I thought, you know, it'd be great to share this with the general public and give these kids a sense of what it feels like to see them, their stories on screen as part of the program. So we're going to be sharing these films, and we have 11 total, I believe. But it's about a half hour showcase, so it's not very long. But the kids will also be available afterward to answer questions.
And that will be fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, and they've bravely chosen topics that are going on. These kids are very in tune with the world. Uh-huh. They know what's happening, and they have something to say.
How do people for tonight's screenings, both showcases, find tickets?
So you can go on to our website at femfrontera.org. We also are on Facebook and Instagram, from which you can also find the link to buy tickets and get them quickly, because we always sell out a few hours before the showcase.
Last minute, but it's always a full house. It's always great to see the support you get. This children's showcase is a good jumping off point to, I know it's an outgrowth of one of many educational programs you do, and this one was the summer for children. At what point in developing the showcase did you decide, you know, we need to also be doing other kinds of initiatives around the year to develop local talent?
Well, you know, last year we didn't have any regional talent in our showcase. We didn't receive that many submissions. Those we received thematically didn't quite fit the bill. And that was pretty heartbreaking for us, because our mission is to spotlight the Latinx experience, specifically on the U.S.-Mexico border. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to create programming that was specifically geared to bring in more filmmakers to the showcase. So one of those was a $2,500 grant that we were able to give out to Lauren Flores from Las Cruces. And her film is Clara Luz, and we'll be showing this year. We also partnered with the Galdo Collective to give other seed funds for another filmmaker who will be spotlighting next year. And then we just had a few other filmmakers that we reached out to simply and were introduced to simply by having these initiatives that were then psyched and ready to submit their films for this year. So it's just constantly building up that community, and it exists. We just have to find it and to go out.
$2,500 in most areas is a drop in the bucket for film costs, but in El Paso, these filmmakers can stretch that. Yeah. They're used to making films for $0. So that's a really important shot in the arm, I know, for the local filmmaking community. I should mention that you, I think in the last year, created a fund at the Paso del Norte Community Foundation. So you're building your funding base as well. Where do you see this going over the next few years as far as the additional programming that you're doing?
Right. So we want to continue to expand our programming for sure in all aspects. We want to be able to host year-round workshops, expand our tour dates. Right now we have about 10 solid tour dates, but if we can get, you know, through more cities and screen in more areas, that's even better. And then as far as the showcase is concerned, to add more blocks like the children's showcase and probably a few features in there would be wonderful as well. So we are about to launch a fundraising campaign this fall. And for those who are interested in learning more about it, again, you can follow our website and all of our social media pages for that to kick off.
At femfrontera.org.
Yes.
As well as Facebook. I know you're all over the social media too. It's so exciting, though, the part that we don't see locally, which is that the showcase tonight becomes a package that you can then promote to other festivals. And as you just mentioned, you've already got 10 dates this year. You take this package of films around the country and get to screen them at other venues and basically showcase the work of right here on the border.
Right. And that's extremely important to us. There was a recent study that came out from NALEAP that mentioned, you know, that Latinx people are invisible in the media, and it's in film and in TV. And so it's so important for us to be able to share that, most especially from this region and from other marginalized communities around the world.
I wanted to back up to the children's filmmaking program, because that's really getting kids, particularly girls, at a very young age to think visually, to make visually their stories. And did you ever have that kind of encouragement growing up? Did you ever have a program like that you went to?
You know, in regards to filmmaking, I really didn't catch that bug until I was in college. But what I did do was I played guitar. Hmm. And I started at around 12, and there were not a lot of girl rock guitar players out there that I knew. So I played a lot with the guys, you know, every time that I could, and developed those relationships. But I know that as a young girl, had I had that opportunity, in music and film in any other way to be pushed and to have that community that I was surrounded by, it would have been really amazing. So I think it's not necessarily that what I experienced has inspired me. I think it's what I wanted has inspired me.
Do you find that the girls that you're teaching in your summer camp how to make movies, and I presume they're fairly young girls, that they have a wider sense of what they can accomplish as they grow up, or are there still barriers you have to help them get over that they come in thinking, I can't do this?
You know, our younger girls have no problem being creative and brave and ready to take on whatever topics that they want to explore in their films. They're ready. I find that the older that they get, you know, about 16, 17 years old, and then into some of the adults that I teach, they're self-editing as they go constantly. So
I think you have to deprogram them from
I mean, I do begin every class telling everyone there's no right or wrong way to do this, and to give them that safe space. And to me, it's so important. So I think even if they do come in a little afraid or timid about what they're going to do by the end, I think that we create that safe space that they need. So I think it's all about finding that community, whether or not they've experienced it before, and then, you know, continuing to push. And I think seeing, you know, that all the instructors that Femme Frontera uses for these workshops are all women, I think that also really helps.
I was going to ask you that. Is it partially because they don't have role models to look up to, and you're basically giving them that on a local level?
Yeah, I mean, I know that for myself, you know, I couldn't name a female director when I was, you know, maybe even 5 years ago. So it's so important to see that. And then when your other peers are also in your class girls, it also creates that space for them to feel empowered, you know.
There's a little sisterhood going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much power in that. And it's not about empowering, because girls already have power. It's just letting them realize that they have it and that they need to use it.
Well, it's an incredible program. I love that you've backed up and starting with very young girls, and you've got amazing women filmmakers on the other end with very polished works and everything in between, and that it's going out. You know, you're taking these stories from the borderland out to the world. So I really hope people will come out and support what you're doing, because it's important, and really good films, and all types of films, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have 9 films this year, the majority of which are from the El Paso, Juarez, Las Cruces region.
Narrative and documentary.
Narrative, documentary, experimental. We've got it all.
Well, it's always exciting to see what you're dreaming up and the work that all of these excellent filmmakers are doing. So thanks for coming in today. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
My guest today has been Angie Reza Torres, founder and director of Femme Frontera, an organization dedicated to celebrating the work of female filmmakers and helping to inspire a new generation of creatives. Tonight's Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase has 2 offerings: a 3 p.m. children's showcase of works produced during Femme Frontera's children's summer camps, and a 5 p.m. showcase of short films from emerging women filmmakers. For more information about Femme Frontera, the films in the showcase, and to purchase tickets, log on to femmefrontera.org. On Films Engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.